you are representing yourself, the workload will be horrendous. You will need to take care of your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual health if you hope to survive. Exercise, pray, and get your required sleep, or you will not survive. You will become a hidden statistic on the male suicides. You cannot hope to be rational if you lack sleep. You cannot keep up with the legal workload if you are exhausted. In the words of one journalist who recounts his own family court experience in the Australian newspaper on December the 24th, 1999, caught out, one man's battle for his kids, I quote, "The average lone litigant now spends 42 days preparing for trial. There are plenty of men who spend $100,000 fighting for their children. The process is like climbing Mount Everest a dozen times in a state of emotional distress." End quote. These comments come from a professional journalist, one who is familiar with research, the correct use of the English language, and has professional writing skills. Why are fathers in a state of emotional distress during proceedings in the family court? It is because of their inbuilt role in nature. The father is not only the provider for the family, but he is also the protector of the family. His role is to protect his wife and their children, as well as to ensure their material needs are being met. The role of the mother is that of carer and nurturer. Role reversal, no matter how popular it appears to be today, does not really work. Role reversal is a sign of a dysfunctional family, as is a broken one. However, that is not to say that fathers cannot be good substitute mothers. At times, role reversal is done to fill the void that would otherwise exist. A father who is not committed to protect his family is being denied that which nature structured him to do, hence the state of emotional distress. If you are caring for children and or working whilst involved in the family court, you will be under enormous pressure. You must stay calm and rational. You must get adequate sleep. Anger, a natural reaction and a great aid in times of conflict, must always be controlled. Whilst controlled anger has a worthy role to play in our lives, in this so-called civilized society in which we live, any sign of anger will only harm you in these proceedings. You must stay calm and rational or you will lose. Learn to recognize the signs of tiredness and fatigue. They will be your companion for a long time to come. Once the applicant files a Form 7 application for final orders, a Form 8 from interim orders, and a supporting affidavit in the Family Court of Australia, the respondent, being the other parent, will be served with these documents, and 28 days later, after the initial filing of the application, the matter will be listed for an interim hearing, or more correctly, that is what is meant to happen. These 28 days, provided for by the Act, allows the respondent to prepare his or her own defence by preparing his affidavit to counter any claims of the applicant and file a Form 8 response and a Form 7A response. Unless you or someone you know is familiar with this process, you will need a solicitor.